Meanwhile, the government representatives explained that Britain did not pay ransom and would not countenance any arrangement that put money in the hands of terrorists. While the identity of the kidnappers was murky, the line between the Shabab militants, pirates, and criminals in Somalia was a fluid one. The best that British officials could offer the family was to essentially walk away, to put what they called clear water between the government and any negotiations. Their rather charitable interpretation was that since the kidnappers were demanding money, they had to be criminals. As an only child, Ollie was the family's point person in the negotiations. He moved into his parents' home, and over the next 6 months, negotiations were carried out around the kitchen table. They were surprisingly orderly. After each phone call, the kidnappers would arrange a follow-up conversation. Generally, they kept their appointments. A control risks consultant would brief him on what to say and sit by his side. A representative from the Metropolitan Police monitored the discussions, but did not participate or interfere. The Tebbets were a comfortable, middle-class family, but did not have millions. Ollie found the kidnappers had a pretty good sense of the value of their hostage, and over the next few months, under the guidance of the control risks negotiator, their demands steadily dropped. They finally agreed to accept the ransom of around £600,000. The only way Ollie was able to come up with that sum was to use the death benefits he received following his father's murder.